thought for today. Why is it that we are hung up on photographs? Why do we always want to keep photographs? Why do we want to take pictures? And then, with modern technology, what do we do? We and put them on a computer, Ellen says. With modern technology, we take the pictures that we have and we make them lighter or darker, or we make them with different backgrounds, or we have the heads just etched out and then put them on a different scene. And so you never really know what you're looking at in today's photography. In fact, you look at some of the historical photography where amazing things have happened, and you say, I wonder how they etched that in there, how they put that activity onto that particular slide. And they didn't. They didn't. What they did was mentally they put it in there. Mentally they brought that forth. But again, at the University of Healing and Church of God Unlimited and University of Philosophy and Worldwide Healing Ministry and whatever else we got here, what do we say? In the School of the Master, we teach people, let go of the past. Let go of the past. And how can you honestly, intelligently, freely let go of the past as long as you're hanging on to the pictures of the past? Oh, this is a picture of Mama. This is a picture of my sister. Oh, this is a picture of my dog. Oh, my dog, that was a wonderful dog, you know. This is a picture of our house where I was born. This is a picture of the town where I was born, you know. And this is the picture of life as it was for me. Well, we have been studying time and time and time again to live in the now. And we want to honestly say to ourselves, I live in the now. I live in the here and the now. The now is the most important thing that there is to me because nothing else really matters. If I take a needle here, and I take a red hot needle, and I come up to Anita and I say, give me your finger. And she says, oh! And I said, don't worry. By the time I get the red hot needle at your finger, the needle will have cooled. And I will pop the sliver out of your finger like nothing. And it's gone. But you see, as I'm heating the needle, she's thinking, oh, oh. She's feeling the heat of it, and she's a mile away from it, you know. And as I bring the needle close to her finger, her visual sight sees that needle coming in on her finger, and she says, oh, my goodness, I think that's going to be painful. And I say, hey, you know, you've already experienced all the pain, so it's over with. And so I put the needle there, and the sliver pops right out, and you say, well, when are you going to get it out? I said, it's all done. Well, do I have to put something on it to sterilize it? Nope, the needle was sterile when it went in there. Popped it out, it's all okay. Don't I have to throw iodine on it? Anything you want to put on, you go right ahead. Whatever game you want to play. It's already done, it's already perfect. You know, you're already whole and perfect. But, you see, now, Anita said, oh, you should have seen, he came at me with this needle, and it was red hot, oh, my God. And, you know, she replays it. And you know what she would have loved to have? The video camera. To take a picture of me heating the needle and bringing it close to her finger. But, you see, we want to live in the past, and how silly we are. Now, I say to Anita, 2 days after that event happened, I say, well, Anita, did you get any more slivers? Nope. I don't even know where the one was she got out before, you know. That's right, you don't. It's gone. And did you feel any pain? Nope. Did it hurt now? Nope. Is it what? You know. But I say, Anita, I came at you with that red hot needle. Oh! See, right away, she's back there thinking that thing of the red hot needle, and then back there thinking of it, and she has not even touched it. Like people go get shots from the doctor, and then they say to the doctor, well, doctor, how many shots have you given like this? Are you an accomplished person giving shots? And the doctor says, why do you ask? Well, will it hurt? Well, what do you mean, what will hurt? It's already done. We've already given you your shots. You know, you've been so interested in talking about something else, you didn't even realize you were getting it. And the little pinprick was nothing. You know, you slap the skin for a second ahead of time, and then prick it, you don't even know it, you know. So, you see, this is all living in the now. If we can live in the now, we live in the now of wrapping ourselves in our pure white light of love, and every time we pull out a picture, oh, I remember when I was 18, I remember when I was 27, I remember when I was 38, you know, I remember, you know. And my sister wrote me a very lovely letter, and in the letter she says, we didn't get many pictures of you at the family gathering when you were here last time. She says, but it doesn't matter. Every time you come, you always look younger, and so the pictures will always be beautiful. Now, wasn't that nice?
Uh-huh.
Now, why did she say that?
Because that's who she is.
That's how she sees me. And that's how she sees herself. She sees herself young. Now, when she thinks of me as her younger brother, does she think of me in today's age, or does she think of me at some other time? She thinks of me as we were kids growing up, perhaps. She thinks of me as we were visiting at the house. She thinks of me, whatever. Now, is that beneficial or non-beneficial? Mucknicks. What is beneficial? Does she love me? Do I love her? Does she see me according to how she sees herself? And does she love herself? Yes. All right, now, you see, if she looks at a picture, she says, I don't remember her look like that, you know. I don't remember our house looking like that. Did we have those cupolas up on the roof of our house? Yes, we did, you know. Oh, that was before the fire, wasn't it? Yes. Oh, yeah, and the fire burned them off, so we took them all off, you know. And, you see, they bring back memories, and they're not necessary. What memories did I like of our home? I was sitting up there in the attic on a rainy day where we couldn't go out and play very well, reading the comic papers that we had always stored up there. We always kept the comics, and we put them in a pile up in the attic in this one layer area, and we'd always go up there and sit and read them whenever we were unhappy or whenever we were naughty and we hadn't behaved properly and what have you. And it was a place of refuge, you know. And so, now that's what I remember. That's what I remember. Now that the fire burned it off at one point, didn't mean a thing. I was already outgrown that stage of going up there. But our life, if we live with photographs, if we live mental photographs and picture photographs of the past, like I said of Marie, I said, I have you all in my photo album, in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And in my heart, how do I see you? How do I have a memory of any of you? I don't have a memory of your face or your body or your thing. I have a memory of your attitude. I say Marie, and I say love, you know. I say devil, and I say, not so love, you know, whatever the devil is, you know. But things that all have meanings to us, they all have feelings to us, and they all have, how do I get the feeling of love and Marie in the same idea? How is that my picture? It is just like Anita, me coming at her with a red-hot needle, and she says, do you really know what you're doing? And you see, all the emotions of that experience are with that red-hot needle. All the emotions of Marie are with my thought about her. I don't actually see her face. I don't actually see anything about her. My thought about her. And my nephew Tim, you know, he has been sort of off on his own trip all of his life. He never was close to me. He never gave me a time of day. He was always a good kid, but he never gave me a time of day. Well, when some emergencies came up in the family, he was there filling in. He was there giving me all the information in a loving way, in a way that showed me his heart was as big as the universe. And I gained a whole new attitude about him, a whole new picture. Now, do I know what he looks like in my mind? Only as a love, you know? Now, Marie says about Scott, my nephew, that Scott said he had such a good talk with me, and he was so happy with me, and he was so pleased with me. And Scott thinks I'm 16. Mm-hmm. And I'm really 25, you know, but he thinks I'm 16. Now, I mean, I don't knock him. I don't say change your mind. I just keep it up. He says, with the schedules that I have and the things that I'm doing and the world, the life that I'm living, he says, you got to be 16 to do that, you know. You're like a 16-year-old, and that's beautiful. Well, now, is Scott thinking that for himself, too? Sure is. But you see, do I have a picture of Scott in my photograph album? Or do I have a love of Scott in my photograph album? Whenever I think of the word Scott or think of him, I think, nice guy. I've always admired him. You know, nice guy. And whenever I have anyone in my heart, now, I say to Anita, Anita, tell me what your father looks like. She's, oh, I don't know. Well, what kind of man was he? Well, he was a gentle, caring, sensitive, happy man who was always doing things for us kids, making us feel just wonderful. And I never really stopped to look at him, you know. But I looked at him with my heart. You see, a photograph album and photographs that we have a tendency to lock us into a point in time. Mm-hmm. And there is no point in time in our being ourselves. There is only what point in time? The now. And the now is when we have it. Now, I may be feeling angry or anxious or uptight about something, and then somebody comes along and says, well, how would your mother act about that? Well, immediately, the picture of my mother comes into my eyes. I don't know what she looks like, but the picture of my mother has a big smile. Because mother always had a smile, and mother always said, don't worry it, don't worry it. Just do whatever you feel is right, Herbie, and it'll be right with everybody. And if anybody doesn't like it, you won't even know it, you know. And so, whenever that happens, I just think of my mom. Not that I'm thinking of my mother on a photograph or a picture, I'm thinking of her attitude, which was part of my nature that I grew up with, you know. Now, this is the kind of photograph album that all of us want to have. The photograph album of the hearts of those that we love and the things that we love. I saw a picture that one of our people sent, and it was a cat. And I think I told you about the cat. And the cat, the little boy had this cat in his backyard, and he was holding a church service, and he was the minister, and there was congregation. And then everything was going along just fine. Mother looked out there, what are you doing? Oh, I got church service, that's my congregation. And then a little while later, the cats were screaming and hollering and meowing, and the mother looked out there, what are you doing? Well, they chose to join my church, and they're being baptized. Now, do you need a picture? Do you need a drawing? Do you need a photograph? Nothing would suffice as well as the photograph you have in your own mind. And the idea of those cats saying, I don't want to be baptized. I will play your game and be in your church and do this. I don't want to be baptized. Get rid of that aspect of your church, you know. But we say that because that's what we think. Now, the cats have only one thing in mind. They want to get out of that water. And now we put all these other aspects into them. We put all these other stories into them. And it's just really something fantastic. Now, where are you on your game? Are you still collecting photographs? We take photographs here and put them in the GIST to let people know the activities that are going on campus. And then they're still there in the back. And then, honestly now, if you would stop and think, we had an ordination out in our grounds here in 30 years ago, and Stefan was being ordained. And in the background was Katerina. Well, Katerina was standing there, and she had a very lovely light dress on because it was a very lovely warm day. And Stefan was wearing the ordination gown, and I was doing the ordination. And so here's a picture of us. And in the background is Katerina standing there. And you can see right through her dress, right through the light coming right through her dress. And you think to yourself, oh my goodness sakes. So what did they do? They tried to remedy that so you can't see through it, made it more opaque. Well, now, in your mind, in my mind, and in the minds of anyone who was there, we will never forget that you could see right through her dress. And no matter how you block it out, no matter how you try to change it, you'll always remember. Now, that photograph is worth more than any physical photographs you could ever have, you know, because it was so charming, it was so lovely, and so tasteful, and not out of shape in any way, but people's attitudes. But you see, this is what we do. We take our real photographs, and we sometimes try to touch them up so that they will come out with what we have. Now, Sylvia has been being very mean to me. I have my camera, and I'm always shooting, and I'm shooting, and I'm shooting. And Sylvia's sitting there, and she's thinking, and she's pondering something, and the ideas are popping through her head. And she's smiling, or she's frowning, or she's doing these things. And Sylvia says, I don't like that picture, I don't like that picture, I don't like that picture. Well, what happens to the pictures that Sylvia doesn't like? Those are the pictures we remember. Instead of Sylvia saying, oh, that's a good one of me, you know, then that is what we'd remember. But she said, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it. So she indelibly puts those into our consciousness like Katerina with her see-through dress, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that is always going to be out in the forefront. Now, when Sylvia, I mean, she's probably one of the most photographed women on the property here, and she's got this baby face complexion that she's got, and she's got a body like a sweet mama, you know, and she's just a very loving, fantastic woman. And she is saying, don't use that picture, don't use that. And that's just the pictures we use, you know. Not because we want to, but we can't help it. It's what she put in consciousness. All she has to do is say, oh, did you see this? Isn't that a nice one of me? Isn't that lovely? You know, how beautiful that is. And that's where our attention would be. And this is what happens with photographs. We look at photographs because they represent sometimes attitudes. They represent happiness or sadness, or they represent confusion or anger, or they represent awe or inspiration or illumination, whatever they represent. And whatever the person involved in the thing sees, that's what they get. I don't recommend keeping photograph albums. I don't mind taking photographs. Take all you want, but then throw them away. Throw them away. And don't burden other people with them. My sister loves photographs. She dearly loves photographs. And then she makes duplicates. And so then she sends me copies of her duplicates. And so now I've got these photographs piling up that are, you know, that she sends me because I don't want to be discourteous and throw them away. And so then Ellen comes along and she says, now, what are we to do with all this stuff here? You know, what do we do with all this? And I said, well, Ellen, you know what we're supposed to do. And she says, okay. So she doesn't ask me a question at all. She doesn't say, is this your treasured picture, the only picture you have of your mother? Is it the only picture you have of your first dog that you had, you know, when you were a child? And she didn't ask that, but they're just gone. Now, the first dog that I had is in my heart in a way that no picture could ever put him there. And my mother is in my heart in various stages of her life that no picture could ever put her there. And it's wonderful. And I tell you, if we can just let go of photographs, if we can let go of memories of the past, if we can, instead of writing autobiographies and biographies, write nographies,
No more.
And so if we start writing biographies, I don't know if that word means anything, but if we could write that, what a wonderful thing we would do. Now, a nowography is to be read now, or else not at all. So every person's now may be a little bit different, but it's just a humorous thought. But really, let go of the past and live in the present and enjoy life for what it is, because life is really a fantastic experience. Aren't you glad we stopped for a moment?
Yes.
And let go of the past and let go of the photographs of the past and live in the now?
Nowography.
Wow. Wow. Just remember, your figure, your face, your life, right now, of who you are, is something that you have worked on all of your life. And it is exactly what you want it to be right now. And it expresses everything you want it to be. Don't knock it. Now, if you have a new image that you're working on, that's great. But when that, until that new image is exposed, until that new image is in your now, live in the now. And delight in the body you have, the mind you have, the heart you have, the soul you have. Delight in the framework you have, in the way your house is now. Sylvia just moved into the Citadel. She had been in the Oasis, and she moved into the Citadel. And but the first day she moved in there, what a mess that house was. Oh, my goodness. And I just happened to walk through and see it. And then that was now. And then the next day when I went through, the house was all orderly. Now every day Sylvia is adding some new dimension of order and beauty to her house, some new knick-knack to sort of demonstrate that this is where Sylvia lives, this is my home, this is my pad. And will she ever get done? Probably not. But each day is her now. And her first day in there was confused. Not only because she was just moving in, but she didn't have time to do it. But now, if Sylvia had her priority, everything would have come from one place into another place into exactly where she wanted it, except that she wasn't sure where she wanted it because she had to move things around to see how they would look best. Now, are we going to hold her to how that house was when she first moved in? No, that wouldn't be fair, would it?
No.
So we let those photographs go. We let those pictures go. But how is her house now? You know, I think Sylvia may not be ready for another year or two, but when she's ready, she'll have her house opening. She'll have her housewarming.
Yes.
And we'll all have to come and bring flowers, you know, to her housewarming. And this will be how she finally wants it for that moment. And never changing it, never changing it, because each new moment there has to be a replica of the old one, because that's what the photograph is. And this is what we want to do. We want to live in the now, enjoy the now, let the past go with all of its photographs, with all of its nonsense, and that's okay. And I'm not telling you to do anything. This is your choice to do it. But if you want to do it, if you want to live in the now, you got to let go of the past. And letting go of the past, my treasures. Yeah, what are your treasures? Have a wonderful day, and know that if you live in the now, you could never live a better way.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.